look, it's the end of the world, right? As we know it anyways. But listen, you don't have to be a pig just because it's the end of the world. Yes, you don't have to squeeze into a bathing suit this summer. Good for you. But the fact of the matter is you need to be healthy if you want to survive the coronavirus, okay? NTT Nutrition can do that for you. It's good food, it's good for you, and it's delivered right to your door. You can't go to the grocery store. This is a perfect time to try NTT Fitness and NTT Nutrition. And if you use my code LEVELUP15, you can get 15% off your first order. NTTFitness.com, LEVELUP15. Let's start the show.
Beach, drive, drop, car, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Hi, first time listener, first time caller. This message is for Will. Screw you, asshole. Eat cum and try ice.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This is Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you are listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
If young Metro don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot.
Beautiful morning, yeah, the sun in my morning, babe. Nothing in the water. Beautiful morning, yeah, the sun.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. My name is Will Coons. Welcome back to the program. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBRadio.com is the website. Please do check that out. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast. It should be freaking everywhere. I mean, literally, I didn't realize all these platforms were available until I switched over the RSS feed to Audio Boom. There's so many. I thought there was just like Stitcher and iTunes, and I should know this stuff. I probably shouldn't say that I didn't know this, but now I know it. But that podcast is available everywhere now, so be sure to get it. Put in HMB Radio, all one word, and whatever podcast service you use, and get the show. This week, got some things to talk about. I'm going to be in a fight. I'm going to be in a real fight, not just a sparring match. And it's one that came from Twitter, believe it or not. This is a real deal fight that will be taking place in August. I'm going to tell you more about that later. I wanted to address one thing. There's a lot of social media is not a good place to talk about anything, really. But it's especially when people, like, you're not only responsible for what you say now and what you mean, but how people take it, right? And I think a lot of these people don't bother to really look into what they already know what you mean and how you feel. There's no need to ask you. And again, you know, this is where it came from, this fight. I don't necessarily owe you an explanation either. But I got this comment on the podcast I posted. Joe Biden did a virtual town hall in Tampa, or he was in his basement, wherever he lives, Delaware somewhere, and it went terribly. But it was, you know, made for the Tampa audience. So I talked about it last week. It's relevant to the area. So this dumbass comments on the podcast. Promoting a podcast, this is what he says, this is his words, promoting a podcast in progressive St. Pete about how Biden fumbling a few words opposed to the catastrophic disaster that Trump has been, which needlessly costed America tens of thousands of lives, especially this week, just to appease your own ideology, doesn't seem like a recipe for success. Thank you for your comment. I'm going to go ahead and put that in the old suggestion box, which is a flaming garbage can. I especially like I love unwanted, unsolicited advice. And by love, I mean despise with a passion. But this person did not listen to the podcast, I could tell. Because it's relevant to the area. That's why I talked about it. He's mad that I'm not, and I also like this, to appease my own, he knows what my ideology is. But he would rather me appease his ideology, because that would be more of a recipe for success. So go ahead and chill. You might be more successful is my favorite piece of unsolicited advice that I've ever received yet. I'm really sick of this. Everybody knows how people feel. I know, yeah, but I know what's really going on. No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't. And they don't want the, I deal with this at work all the time at the radio job. I get accused of being a lot of things over there. And I'm none of them. And it's really frustrating. And I know there's nothing I can really do about it. You can't change somebody's point of view. They bled it in, and that's just how they feel. And you can, I've said many times, I'm not these things, but it doesn't matter. They've already made up their mind. People in St. Pete don't like me anymore. Fine. I have to say how I feel. I can't help it. But just because I'm anti one thing doesn't, it's not a binary choice. It's made out to be. Very few things are binary black and white answers. Very few things. Just because I'm anti one thing doesn't mean that, oh, I'm the other thing then. I'm so tired. I'm really sick of it. My thing that I'm obsessed with now is corporate media. And they not only have a bias, but a very clear agenda that they try to push, which seems to go one way. So I can understand how you would interpret some of these things as, oh, well, if you're against this, then you must be on the other side. But I'm not, dude. And I mean, this is like getting me in trouble where I'm actually getting into fist fights now over this. And it's absurd. And you got this dick who didn't listen to the podcast. He's very convinced. And you got to deal with these stupid people. I understand it's part of the job. But it's frustrating as all hell. This person who knows nothing, because he's an ideological freak. And if I don't agree with him, then I must be on the other side. And the other side is the enemy. Oh, my God. I just, my thing is press. And I understand that it tends to go, the criticism, I guess you could look at it as a left-wing corporate press. And I think that's a fair assumption. The vast majority of corporate press is slants left. Look at allsides.com. You can type in any outlet. They do a pretty good job. They have their own biases, I'm sure. But they'll tell you where this publication seems to go to. And I think it's mostly right. Or mostly correct. Sorry. So I see this stuff on CNN, I see this stuff on CBS, and I know it's bullcrap, because I can find it on Twitter where they edited this. They took it out of context. That happened with Bill Barr this week when he was responding to history's victors will write history, and they took that damn clip out of context. And then, oh, well, you're defending Bill Barr. You must be on a right-wing guy. I'm not. I'm not, damn it. I'm not anything. At this point, I want to see the whole thing burn to the ground. But if you're not on our side, then you must be on the other side. And it's literally getting me into fist fights now. It's crazy, man. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBradio.com is the website. This podcast is brought to you by Truvi Salon and Spa. And guess what? Truvi Salon and Spa is open. That's right. They're open for business. I'm going to talk about that in 1 second, too. But you can go and make your appointment today. Thank God, because ladies, looking a little rough there for a little while. Make your appointment today at TruvySalonAndSpa.com. T-R-U-V as in victory, Y, SalonAndSpa.com, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in good old St. Petersburg. Get your nails done. Get your hair did. Look good. Feel good. TruvySalonAndSpa.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
A group of people in Clearwater, Florida, good old Clearwater, did squats and push-ups outside of a courthouse to demonstrate their frustration with gyms being closed down during the coronavirus pandemic. Flouting social distancing guidelines, about 24 people gathered outside of the Pinellas County Courthouse on Monday. Last week, videos shared online showed some in the crowd doing exercises in between and waving flags and signs protesting the shutdown, which began a month ago after Ron DeSantis issued a safer-at-home order. DeSantis' order expired this month as the state began to reopen as part of the Phase 1. Restaurants reopened last week with limited seating capacity, while barbershops and salons opened on Monday last week. Gyms are set to reopen at 75% capacity during Phase 2 of the governor's plan, but it is unclear when that phase will begin and is driven by the infection numbers of the coronavirus. But guess what? Protesting works, because on Friday last week, Florida gyms can reopen Monday and restaurants can increase capacity. So protesting works, folks. This is what we found out. Those protesters got so much crap, too. Maybe rightfully so. I don't know. But I saw a bunch of people saying, those that are just, they're doing push-ups showing that they could just work out at home. And it's like, yeah, they're not just gym goers, though. These are probably people that work in gyms that aren't getting their unemployment because the site is a disaster. And this is an unprecedented thing in our country's history. It's never happened, I don't think, ever, this kind of pandemic. So, the people, they were getting made fun of. But they were probably workers that wanted to get back to work. And it's hard to blame them. They have a good point. That's another thing I don't understand. It lacks empathy being able to understand these people's perspectives. I mean, I just see, we need to stay home. You go, yeah, but there's people who don't have any money, okay? And some of these people are going to come to you and break into your home, and you don't have guns. You know, I mean, like at a certain point, it's a cost-benefit analysis. We've talked about it many times before. Let's follow the science here, folks. Governor Ron DeSantis traveled to Jacksonville last Friday, where he announced that effective this past week on Monday, Friday's the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, May 18th, Florida moves into the full phase one of reopening. So if you're listening to this on Radio St. Pete's tomorrow, and if you're listening to this on podcast on Tuesday, it was yesterday. This means allowing some businesses to return that hadn't been allowed to resume operations yet. Gyms will be allowed to operate starting Monday, the 18th, but they should encourage social distancing. Restaurants will be allowed to operate at 50% capacity rather than the 25% dining room capacity previously allowed. Museums and libraries will be able to operate at 50% capacity as well. Under the full phase one, all staff will be tested at long-term care facilities, and the state's mobile testing teams will be expanded. Florida's gyms and fitness centers have been closed during the coronavirus pandemic. President Donald Trump's administration previously included gyms in phase one of the White House guidelines for reopening in the United States, but Florida did not include gyms as part of its initial section of phase one, which allowed restaurants and retailers to operate at 25% capacity. Now, with the full phase one, gyms will be able to open their doors. In Georgia, gyms and fitness centers reopened on April 24th. Georgia's seven-day moving average shows a continued decline in new coronavirus cases this month. In contrast, Florida's 14-day average shows a slight increase in recent days. Professional sports teams can use their venues, but fans aren't allowed back just yet. Florida's governor did indicate that when movie theaters might be allowed to resume operations. Florida bars cannot open yet. Rules regarding rentals in the state will be left up to county leaders, who have to submit plans to the governor's office for approval. Florida theme parks will be allowed to submit reopening plans to the state, and that will need to include dates when they believe they can safely reopen. It is unclear exactly when theme parks could reopen, but elected leaders say they are ready to begin reviewing proposals for future dates. So good news. I mean, a lot of people are freaking out still. Probably has to do with where they sit politically, I would imagine. And if you are secretly hoping that this fails, you might be a bad person. You might need to take a look at your conscience. But this is good news. I'm cautiously optimistic, as I think we all should be. This is that things are starting to return to normal, that maybe this coronavirus pandemic hopefully wasn't as bad as it appeared it was going to be. And hopefully we'll be more prepared for the next one, because it's bound to happen again. And maybe the next one won't be as kind to us. You know, it's tough to say that, saying, you know, kind or good. You know, almost 100,000 people are dead from this thing that could have been prevented. And people are pointing the fingers at Nancy Pelosi, Donald Trump. We all should be pointing our fingers at China. Sorry. But, 813-693-2124. I did go to my local, it's not a bar, it's like a restaurant, and they do have a bar in there, like an old-timey, just like a pub type thing. And I went and saw my mother for Mother's Day. People were giving people crap about that, too. I had to work on Sunday on Mother's Day, so I went over there, got some takeout, and, you know, we kept our distance and everything, but I did give her a hug, you know, when I was leaving. And I saw some people say, you could kill your mom. I go, well, geez. Yeah, I suppose that's true. But, you know, we got to look at it like you could go outside, get hit by a bus too, man. I mean, it's what people are comfortable taking the risk, you know? We have to go by that, I guess. I don't know. So I felt guilty about that. I was like, oh my God, what if I kill my mother? It'd be terrible. But she wanted a hug. She came in for a hug. I'm going to give her a hug. It's my mom. My mommy. She's got to get a hug. So, yeah, I went and saw her, and then I stopped by the local bar that's in my neighborhood, and I just was so excited to just sit at a bar, like a real bar on a stool. I hate when bars don't have bars. You know what I'm talking about? The place where you put your feet. A lot of places don't have those. That's what a bar is. That's the whole meaning. It should definitely have a bar to put your feet. But this one does, and it's great. I just wanted to have a Guinness and just sit and watch old, I guess there's no sports on, but some old sports highlights, you know, or something. Some old games. Just to get out of my freaking box that I live in. And it was weird. You couldn't sit at the bar because social distancing. I get it. So you had to sit at one of the outside tables that was not outside, but like in the bar. But, you know, the little tables that they have around the bar. And then one was open, one was closed. And I was like the only one in there, and talked to the bartenders a little bit. And it was just nice to be out, but it wasn't good. It wasn't enjoyable. It was enjoyable. Sorry. It was nice to be out of the house, but it wasn't, you know what I'm saying, not the same as going in there and being without a care in the world. I don't know if it's ever going to go back to that. I think we're going to, you know, some people are saying that this coronavirus is going to be around, and there's really nothing we can do about it. So, you know, we're going to deal with it. We're strong-willed, and I believe that either technology will find some sort of cure for this thing, or we'll just work around it. You know, I think at a certain point, I don't know how you feel, but I'm kind of just, I feel used to this now. So I understand that this COVID-19 could kill me and you, but so could the flu, so could lots of things. So you can't just stop living life. Life not lived is not worth living, right? And now that the data is coming in, we're seeing that's maybe not as bad as we thought. Maybe older folks will have to take some more precautions. But younger individuals and healthier people, can you get it and be healthy and die? Yes. Be very sick? Yes. But if you look at the fatalities and the data, I mean, the vast majority are elderly. So, yes, there's freaks, you know, that that don't do well with this this COVID-19, but most people recover from it, and it's looks like things are getting better. So keep your fingers crossed. Let's keep hoping, and go to the gym. I hate the gym. I'm gonna have to start training for this boxing thing, which I'm not looking forward to. But that's different. Boxing training is. I think that'll be fun. But I hate going in the machines and wiping people's sweat off the machines. And yeah, no, I'm not doing that. So enjoy. Go to the gym. Go have a beer somewhere. You know, things are getting back to normal. Do whatever you're comfortable with. If you don't want to, don't. Don't tell me what to do. I won't tell you what to do. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. I wear a mask when I go to the grocery store. So let's not be Karens on each other, all right? 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com. And like I said, subscribe to this podcast because there's lots of stuff, lots of content coming out. And I don't want you to miss any of it. So subscribe, get some stickers, thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. I'll send you some really cool holographic HMB radio stickers for free. That's right, thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. If you missed that, just go to hmbradio.com. There is a contact page there. You can find me on social media at @home_made_man. You can get those links. And there's a phone number there, 813-693-2124, that accepts voice and text messages on there. And what else? There's a donate page. If you're feeling really generous, you can donate to the show. If you enjoy it, you know, I'll cut my hand and take whatever you got. So there's a PayPal and a Venmo link there if you're feeling generous. If not, totally cool. Up to you. I understand this is a free show, so just if you feel like it. HMBRadio.com.
You're listening to The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by HomemadePodcasts.com. Homemade Podcast is a media consulting company. I believe in this company very much because it's my company. If you're interested in reaching new and existing clientele, if you have a business, why not try podcasting to talk about your new products and services that you're offering? It's an audio blog. It's really easy, but if you don't know how and don't want to learn how, I can help you for a nominal fee. Visit HomemadePodcasts.com. I'm very qualified because I'm talking to you through the medium right now, obviously. And I wanted to play a clip from the Mike Calta show because they called me earlier this week. I alluded that I'm getting in a fight over Twitter. And so you'll be able to hear how that came about. And I got woken up Tuesday morning very early. And I found out somebody wants to fight me because of my Twitter account. This is where we're at in 2020. So I'm going to play a clip, and if you listen to Radio St. Peter, it's a familiar voice. It's a man. His name is Spike on the mic. He hosts the Spike on the Mic show on Mondays here on Radio St. Pete. Very sweet man, a nice man, but a pain in the ass on Twitter. And no offense to him, I don't want to engage with him because I don't find value in it. And you'll find out why. There's an exchange that is read. I just don't know what to do with this stuff and with him. This is a guy who knows what I am. And nothing's going to change his mind, so I don't want to bother with him. That's it. And I was being a dick to him to try to get him to go away. But instead, Mike Calta puts on a boxing event every year, and this is the fifth iteration of that, which I will now be a part of, as will Spike on the Mic. So let's listen to the call between myself, Spike, on the Mike Calta show. Enjoy.
I'd like to welcome to the show a gentleman who I've known a long time who works here at the radio station under the name Spike on the Mic.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Spike?
Good morning, people. How y'all doing?
Now, I like Spike, and I've known Spike for years.
Right.
Yeah, and, back in the old days.
What is, technically, Spike, what is your job here now?
I am technically a promotions man, what is it called, brand manager.
Well, whatever, but I'm talking about, like, on the air. You work with whose show?
Oh. Yeah, I work on SBK, Soul Brother Kevin Show. I'm bored up learning, and I'm also the phone screener.
Oh, yeah, because SBK's home.
Right.
And Mo's home.
Mo's on the phone.
So you got to run everything. And now, so JR, is he still here?
Yeah, he is. He's basically doing my training.
Gotcha. Okay. So that is what Spike does here on the air. Now, how old of a guy are you, Spike? You got to be older than me, right?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm almost 6'0".
But he's in good shape. He's in good shape.
Right. Yeah, I would not guess him at 60.
You know what they say?
Black don't crack.
They don't crack.
Right.
Yeah. It don't.
Now, Spike, if I were to ask you, I don't know how honest you could be, but if I were to ask you who you got beef with at this radio station, who would you say? Is there somebody at the top of the mind?
Beef, but if I had to put hands on, I think it'd be Will Koontz.
Oh, really?
Put hands on. Now, why Will?
I don't know. It just he does some things that kind of just rubs me the wrong way. And it's basically it's a social media kind of thing, I guess. I don't know. It's childish.
So no, it's not childish. Listen, you read things on social media, and sometimes it strikes a chord with somebody, and you would say, "Well, that was pretty quick." When you said, "Well, you would put hands on Will."
Yeah, I would. If I had to get into your punch out, because I was looking. I wanted to get into it, and I was trying to find someone who I. What do I do now? I don't want to box Rondé Barber.
Me either. Me either. The more I think about that, the more dumb that sounds.
Yeah, there's a list of people that don't want to box Rondé Barber.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, really. And so I was thinking about it, going through the station, like who I want to get in. And he came to mind, and it's starting to grow and fester with me.
Can you tell me what it is that you are bought? Like, I don't really read a lot of the tweet. I tweet a lot, but I don't read a lot of the tweets. What does Will tweet that is rubbing you the wrong way? We have a thing on this show that we play where we try to guess who tweeted, and right. Will gets picked a lot because when in doubt, we will Koontz it out. Mm-hmm. But I don't really know what his style is like.
It's kind of like backhanded, underhanded slap in the face towards a certain political party, I guess I would say.
Oh, so politically you guys don't agree.
Yeah, exactly.
What about and racially?
Then, I would... He hadn't touched on that yet, but it's just that I would comment on something he would say, and then he'd be like, "Yeah, Spike, nice quote." And I'm like, "Dude, I'm just responding to something you said." Uh-huh. He said, "Well, you have a nice day." That kind of thing is like, man.
Now, do you guys ever talk? Do you see each other in the halls, or do you usually go, "What's your problem, man?"
We transfer between, because he does the. What's the guy? The Johnny B show. So we do transfer after we leave. After the SBK show, we do transfer. And we'll, you know, I'll just say, "Hey, what's up, William?" And then he'll say, "Not much," with that little squeaky voice. And then
I have to tell you, when Spice worked here, we didn't have any beef, but we weren't really close with them. So when we were doing afternoon and Spice would come in, we used to be like, it was like a NASCAR pit crew. We would wrap up and run out.
We'd just get
out of here. So I know the weird feeling.
I know, right? Will kind of rubbed me the wrong way because he like DM'd me one night at like 1:30 in the morning on Instagram. He's like, "So are we fighting or are people just stirring stuff up?" And I like didn't pay attention to the message, didn't see it. And then he responded right after that. So it was like, "Nice answer. I guess that's a maybe."
Oh, well, I don't know.
I know that Will has talked to me. He wants to fight, and he's just looking for an opponent. Like, he wanted to fight last year. He's like, "I'll fight whoever."
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the show, Will Koontz. When in doubt, Will Koontz it out. Will, say hello to Spike. Spike, Will.
Morning, Spike. You want me to beat up a geriatric Muppet? What's going on?
Oh, I don't. Maybe I want him to beat you up.
Yeah, that's not good, kid. You might lose your jawbones talking like that.
Yeah, look, I don't want to mess with Spike. I've known Spike a long time, and I feel like you see Spike, and he's like, "Hey, I'm Spike on the mic." But I also know that Spike's got a little ghetto left in him.
Okay. I mean, I don't really. I'm just waking up, so this is all kind of news to me. I didn't really know there was a problem, Spike.
Yeah, well, you and me both. I don't know how. I talked to a certain person named the cat named Mo about that. We were talking about the punch out, and I was saying, you know, I think I would like to get out there in the ring and you know, give it a shot. Then he says, "Well, who would you fight?" And I said, "Well, first come to mind is you, Will."
Why? I said, "Buddies."
Say what?
I thought we were buddies.
No. Clearly you're not. Clearly you've been saying things. You have like a smarmy tone to you that people are rubbed the wrong way by.
Although, in his defense, Spike is reading Have a Nice Day as Have a Nice Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I can't
be responsible for how you read.
Come on, cool. You're not cool. Now, you know the fact that you're being a smart person, right? Smart ass, right?
I mean, I don't think so. How can you tell tone over text? I'm just telling you have a good day.
Mm. No. You know, if I'll say something like, how can you believe that guy? He just sat there and lied in your face. And you'll say, yeah, Spike, whatever. That's a tone.
I don't. Can you find one tweet where I said, okay, whatever, Spike?
Okay, I'll do my history search and I'll send it. I'll show you what it is.
I got to be held responsible for how you take my tweets.
Okay. Well, the question was asked to me.
Got your feelings hurt.
Clearly, it's a series of tweet responses and your casual meetings that have rubbed Spike the wrong way.
Well, I'm sorry I rubbed him the wrong way. I mean, if he wants to fight me over it, I got to beat up an old man, then fine.
Now, Will,
hey, let me ask you this. Well, hold on, let me ask you. Are you sorry I rubbed you the wrong way? Or are you just trying to get out of this?
I don't care if I rubbed you the wrong way or not. It doesn't matter.
Don't say you're sorry then.
Well, I apologize if I hurt your feelings, is what I mean.
You're saying he's sorry?
But I can't be all responsible for how you take stuff. I mean, you want to fight me?
Yes.
Will, your condescending laugh would make me very mad. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just waking up to this news.
I know that Spike may be a little bit older, but you are no epitome of a boxer. You know what I mean? I don't look at you and think that's a guy who can fight.
So I'm looking through. By the way, you can search if you search the tweets, whatever. I'm looking through Will and Spike's tweets. Will says Twitter has been awful for our social discourse. Blah blah blah. Spike says I think it also exposed the media. Is not only one full, and then Will writes, are you going to finish that thought? And then Spike says, nope. And then Will says, great contribution as always, Spike. So you can tell you guys got a little bit going. I mean, this is one that I just picked out of the blue.
Well, there you go. I mean, you know, what am I supposed to do with the googly gop, you know?
Yeah, dude, it's not looking good for you.
Mm-hmm. I had heard that some people maybe on the SBK show may think Will was a little racist.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I heard that too.
Maybe not in a let's get him fired kind of way, but then maybe just have like a little bit of a bias. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that, Mike.
that there's bias on that show.
Well, I mean, I think regarding other people that work at this station, no doubt.
Yeah. Okay. Look, I just want to get it all out now because if we're going to plan this fight, I really want people to know where the anger came from.
You just heard his tweets and his tone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I get it, Spike. I see what you're saying. I just want to let everybody hear it. Now, Will, Gio is in here, and Gio said you also came at him one night.
I would say, again, this is a you can't tell tone over text type of thing. You know, I was just asking because SBK had told me that Gio wanted to fight me at the punch. I go, what? That doesn't sound like Gio. So I just asked him. He didn't answer. So I said, all righty. Very good.
But there's a way to say, hey, I heard, Gio, that people are saying that you wanted to fight me at the punch. Is that true? Because maybe we can get something going. Or how did he say it to you, Gio?
The text was 1:11 a.m., which I'm sleeping because I'm working on a morning show in like 2 hours.
Right.
Are we fighting or was Kev trying to stir the pot? I never know. I didn't respond. Later on that day, all right, good talk. I'll take that as a maybe. So apparently, because I didn't respond in a timely enough manner, you were annoyed by that. It's the way I took
it. It wasn't 10 minutes later. That was like 12 hours later.
Right. But like, have you and I ever had a conversation really ever?
No.
Stranger guy just in my DMs and I don't respond in a timely enough manner.
Well,
and it's
a stranger guy that's a coworker.
And then you hit me with the, okay, cool talk, bro.
After you send me
1 o'clock in the morning. I'm sorry I didn't wake up and respond to you at maybe 1:30 a.m. as I'm sleeping to get ready for the morning show.
I mean, don't worry, Gio. I will never text you again.
I have you blocked, so the option
this phone call's making me like Will more and more.
So even if you tried, I wouldn't see it because you're muted.
Will. Okay.
Let me ask you this. Why are you backing down from your snarky remarks? You gotta like, hey, dude, whatever. Then you say, I'm sorry, I'm doing this. If you're gonna be that kind of person, then be that, be the dude. You gonna say, yeah?
Can you imagine? But
I mean, whatever. I'm sorry.
Can you imagine a world where you just get to challenge somebody to a fight? Over to you. What a fantastic event this is going to be. Spike, if you want to fight me, I will knock your head off.
There you go.
Oh.
There you go.
Okay, so let's get
Spike
make
on the
this.
Mic challenge you.
Oh. Oh, it's official. Spike on the mic has laid out an official challenge to When in Doubt, We'll Coons It Out.
Sounds good. I'll see you there, Spike.
Will challenge, challenge officially accepted?
Done.
But ladies and gentlemen, we got a match on the books. We got a match. Listen,
hey,
here's one thing.
Is it this weekend?
No. No, you have time. It's August 15th at Robarts Arena, and you guys have time. Now, listen, this is a big deal. I mean, there's going to be thousands of people there at this one. I mean, we've had 2,000 before, but it's going to be like a 4,000-person event. There's going to be celebrities there. There's going to be boxers there.
Gives you almost exactly 3 months to train for it.
Yeah, and, I mean, you guys got to come out with a good show. I can't just have you stumbling and chasing. I can't have you nervous Jareding it out.
Hey, this won't be that. What is it, balls and the guy with the one leg? It won't be that.
Right.
Trust me and believe. Well, at least I'm not on my side.
Yeah, I believe that you'll be.
He may fall a lot.
Yeah, well, Will, I don't know what you're. I mean, I've seen you. You're in. You look like you lost weight. You're in pretty good shape. You ran a marathon or something. You're probably in decent enough shape to fight. But you're gonna train for this?
Sure. You want to send me a bit of training? That'd be awesome.
I mean, I don't. I would. I mean, like, get on a go jogging or something.
Yeah, well, we do have trainers that have reached out and said that they definitely want to be involved. So we can, you know, try and set you up with somebody. Will,
both of you.
All right, cool, guys. Sounds good.
Yeah. All right, Spike on the mic.
I'm already trained, but go ahead.
Spike, what's your background? You been in the military or anything?
No, I'm just a world-class athlete. Mm-hmm.
You ever kill anybody?
Not on purpose.
Yeah, all right, well, good. All right, you got Spike on the mic, and you've got Will Coons. Will is on Johnny B's show and on the show with Anna. And you've got Spike on the mic, who works here at the station, has worked in radio in the market for years, and now works on the SBK show. They will be one of the featured fights now that I didn't want anybody to start crap with somebody at the station so we can make a fake fight out of it.
Right.
This came to me this morning. Mo texts me, since you already outed him, I'll tell you, Mo texts me, hey, Spike on the mic's pretty annoyed with Will. Said he would fight him at the punch out if it came up. I said, okay, let's call Spike unannounced and see how real that is.
And I know that real. Will has been talking about being game to fight. So, you know, this one kind of came as a real thing. So,
well,
he's ready to go.
It's official. Spike on the mic and Will Coons battling it out. Gentlemen, thank you.
Will.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Will. Yeah. Have you ever been in a fight?
Oh, man. I mean, high school. It's been a long time.
Okay. Well, it hasn't been that long for me.
To tell you the truth.
What'd you say, Spike? You've been fighting recently?
Yeah, it hadn't been that long for me. I am hot.
You're a brawler?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
How old is Will? Do we know?
He's like 30.
He's also 60.
I'm 35.
35. Are you really?
This
is gonna be fun,
man, dude.
That's older than I thought, Will.
I know.
All right. Well, look, this could be a great coming out party.
I have one last question for Will. I just want to know, why does Anna Hummel fat shame so many people on Twitter and social media? Why does she hate fat people so much?
I don't think she hates them. She just knows she can be one so easily that it just keeps her on her toes.
All right. Fair enough.
She is a very fat person. Yeah.
Spanish, you're a guy who's fought in every punch out.
Yes.
Who do you think at this point would win, Will or Spike on the mic?
I don't know. It's going to be like Will right now seems like he's not taking it very seriously, but that might be a good tactic to play on Spike. Spike seems he's got the anger factor working for him, so that'll help. But Will, you know, if you take the training seriously, I think you could definitely do some damage to Spike. Cause he's
what older. Kind of what kind of height matchup we got going on? Will, how tall are you?
I'm 6 feet even.
6 feet? And what about you, Spike?
Yeah, I'm 6.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
210 pounds. Man.
Are you that heavy? You hold it well. I'm like 230.
Oh, God. You need to get in shape. I know.
You got 3 months.
I know.
Gentlemen, please, no fighting in the halls before the bunch out. This is the rule. It's like Mr. Miyagi. No fight till tournament.
Right.
Excellent. All right. Well, good deal.
Thank you, Will.
Love you guys.
Yeah, there you go. August 15th, Robarts Arena in Sarasota. Tickets are available at theboneonline.com, where I will kill an old man. This is a lose-lose for me, by the way. He is almost 60 years old. I'm 35 years old. If I win, I beat up an old man. If I lose, I got my ass kicked by an old man. And these old heads out there, you know, most of the radio listeners are older fellas. So they're on Spike's team. They want to see the old fella, you know, get the young whippersnapper. I get it. But they are going to be sorely, sorely disappointed. This man doesn't understand what he's walked into. I'm not a tough guy by any means. Never have been. But this, you could tell my annoyance this episode. This is a guy who personifies exactly what I'm talking about. Who knows you better than you know yourself. And I'm going to use this anger that I have on his head. I'm going to knock his head off. He has no idea what he signed up for. He's going to be very, very sorry, that I can guarantee you. So make sure you get your tickets, theboneonline.com. Check out NTT Fitness. Check out Truvy Salon and Spa. Go get a haircut. You finally can now. Go to the gym. Get some sunlight. Take care of yourself. Be kind to yourself. Don't go on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. Home_made_man. Same thing with Instagram. HMB Radio on Facebook. Keep up with the show. Subscribe to the podcast. Have a good week. I'm going to go start training. Will Koontz, HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. See ya.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.